Hello, I'm just a simple reporter asking people why they are here. You're looking for investment or you're an investor?
I'm neither of them.
You're neither of them?
No.
So what is your interest in this pitch session?
Well, I'm interested in using AR and VR for meditation and personal transformation and consciousness expansion experiences.
Hey, that's a cool job. Just give us a little more insight about that one.
Well, really, it's about for us to remember who we really are, rather than live in the programs of our mind, reconnect with the spirit in all the different ways. It can range from like pretty simple stress reduction, calm, corporate wellness things, where you can put it and relax on the beach, and that exists already. And then like with more immersive technology, it can go all the way to like using brain sensors, heart monitors, and all the different things to kind of give real-time feedback for you as well. And AR VR can help with many different ways, like visualizing aura or like really how you have impact on other people. For example, you impact everyone around you all the time. Like all the people here are like mini bubbles, quantum pieces. They're impacting each other. They can impact positively if they share like their happiness, love, wisdom, excitement, or they can be aggressive and stressful, and then it's contagious as well. The ideas is just about finding the right people and resources and opportunities and putting it together so that it can manifest in some way. That's why.
That's interesting, because I never thought technology is going to be helpful in this kind of idea.
Yeah, it can be contradictory. Like, I've heard this argument many times. It can be like contradictory because people say, oh, if it's meditation, it's coming back to your nature, and technology is like the opposite, two sides of the spectrum. However, I believe that maybe VR like one of the most advanced devices in the universe, and VR technology ourselves. Technology is just maybe a replication in its infancy of who we already are. Maybe this is not the base reality. We are already in a very sophisticated VR capsule that encompasses everything, and our consciousness is from there in this avatar. And right now, in this simulation, we are learning to do similar things. It's all about the right connections, like, because like I can't do it on my own.
Thank you very much indeed. Very enriching chapter. Thank you.